We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That, of course, is the voice of Kevin Warren, the president of the Chicago Bears, and we are delighted to welcome in Tom Hayes. He is the mayor of Arlington Heights, and we want to talk to him about the biggest landowner in Arlington Heights. Tom, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Molly. Thank you for the invitation to join you today. I'm a day one listener of The Score and of the Molly and Haw Show. I'm very happy to be with you today.
We appreciate that. Yes. And so in that vein, I'm sure that you are well aware that Kevin Warren was just our previous guest, and we know what happened yesterday and how you must have viewed it. What is your reaction to what the Bears unveiled on Wednesday at Soldier Field and what Kevin Warren had to say about it?
Well, I'm a big fan of Kevin Warren and of the whole Bears organization as well. I was a little hurt, though, when he said that Mayor Johnson was his favorite mayor to start off the press conference. But I have great respect for Kevin Warren. We have a good relationship with him over the past year that he's been with the club, as we had a great relationship with Ted Phillips for 2 years before that, and a great relationship with George McCaskey and Karen Murphy for more than 3 years now. So we have great respect for them. We certainly understand their desire to do their due diligence and to explore the lakefront option. But ultimately, we feel that Arlington Heights is still the best option based on what they told us their stated goals were when we first talked to them more than 3 years ago.
And I think we look at it in obviously the stadium, the Arlington racetrack is gone. That has been raised and the land is there. What happens to Arlington Heights if indeed the Bears build on the lakefront? I mean, the revenue from the track is gone. Are you left with a little bit of a hole here? Are you worried about, they obviously the tax issue, we're all aware of how that unfolded. Are you concerned about your school system if indeed you're not going to have anything built on that property?
No, we're not concerned about it. We do feel, and our goal all along it was to attract a redevelopment that would be befitting of the legacy of Arlington Park and something that would be a unique once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for not only the village of Arlington Heights, but also the whole Northwest Suburban region. So we've got, actually the Bears have now, 326 acres of prime real estate here in the village and in the Northwest suburbs. That's going to be very attractive to a developer. If it's not the Bears, it's going to be somebody else who's going to put something very unique and exciting there. That'll be yet to be determined. But again, we haven't given up the hope that the Bears are going to come back in our direction if they get a no on the lakefront.
We're talking with Arlington Heights Mayor Tom Hayes here on the Mully and Haw Show, 670 The Score. So Mayor Hayes, in that light as well, so if this is one big leverage play, which didn't sound like it is, but is there, where is the wiggle room in this negotiation with Arlington Heights? What needs to happen for the Bears maybe to find that path more appealing than they do right now?
Well, it's pretty clear based on Kevin Warren's stated desire to remain on the lakefront that's their first option. And so, we're very happy to be plan B or plan 1A, whatever you want to call it at this point. We're waiting in the wings if they do get a no on the lakefront. And again, I do feel that the short-term tax issues with the school districts are going to be easily resolved if the Bears do get a no on the lakefront and turn back in our direction. So I don't anticipate that that's going to be a problem. But that's just a short-term issue. Then if they do commit back to Arlington Heights, we've got a lot of other issues that we have to look at. And we have to do our own due diligence to determine whether or not a Bears stadium in Arlington Heights would be best for our community.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but the one thing that I can't seem to get over is the idea of a publicly owned building where you're choosing to be tenant instead of owner. And that's what has always given me pause about the lakefront. And we'll see, you know, I'm sure Friends of the Lake, there will be a lot of hurdles to get through that. But if you build in Arlington Heights, you own your own building, which would seemingly indicate that you get your own profit and you make more money and the franchise is worth more. Am I wrong in that thinking?
No, I think you're exactly right, Mully. You know, that's what the Bears told us from day one, was that they were looking to own their own stadium and to build, have enough property around their stadium to build an entertainment district, dining and entertainment district, and provide a game day experience that would provide substantially more revenue than what they are realizing at Soldier Field down on the lakefront. So Arlington Heights, you know, we don't have a lakefront like Lake Michigan, but we've got everything else that they really said they were looking for from day one. And I believe that the Arlington Heights property would provide substantially more revenue if the Bears were to own not only their own stadium, but the whole 326 acres around it to develop that and to provide jobs for construction and redevelopment of that entire site.
That's the thing that's hard for a lot of us to get past, because that was the original stated goal and primary objective. So help us understand this, because we don't want to oversimplify it, but it seems like when Ted Phillips was running the Bears, when he was the team president, this looked very appealing to the McCaskies and very much understandable from the outside. They want to own their own stadium. Here's a big patch of land and they can do that. When Kevin Warren arrived, and we just talked to him about it, you know how much he was in love with the idea of staying in the city. Did his arrival, is that the biggest reason this isn't happening in Arlington Heights?
Well, I think that's a big part of it for sure, David. You know, the Bears told us, as you said, that they had goals at the beginning to own their own stadium and to have a big piece of land to redevelop as they wish. And so the focus, the direction seems to have changed with the new leadership. And I understand that. I respect that. If that's the direction they want to go, then, you know, more power to them. And if they can get it done on the lakefront, then we understand that. But, you know, we're here ready and willing to continue our discussions with them if they want to refocus back in Arlington Heights.
How much is there a difference in cost to the project if they are on the lakefront versus Arlington Heights? In other words, I would imagine, Mr. Mayor, that you're talking about infrastructure issues if you build a stadium at the site where it is. I know how close you are to the highway. I mean, I've spent a lot of time at the racetrack. I learned about a lot about life's lessons. There's the rail station. I mean, there are a lot of things that are perfectly in place, but from an infrastructure standpoint, what would the cost be versus downtown? In other words, do you think it would be cheaper for them to build their stadium in Arlington Heights than coupling with the city on a project on the lakefront?
Well, that's certainly yet to be determined, because we don't have formal plans submitted yet. They did submit the preliminary plans that everybody's familiar with for the Arlington Heights property. But the Bears did sign a pre-development agreement with us about a year and a half ago that specifically states that they would not be asking for money from the Village of Arlington Heights to build a stadium, and that they would only be asking for infrastructure costs, associated infrastructure costs, if we could show, or they could show, that it would be financially feasible for us, that there would be a net fiscal positive. And so, you know, we've got an agreement to that effect. You know, I do think, however, that because of the rail service, the Metro line that stops right at Arlington Park, the infrastructure costs would be substantially less than what you're looking at the lakefront.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So Kevin Warren obviously is making the rounds. They're selling the idea that was presented yesterday publicly at Soldier Field for the first time. We saw the renderings. From your standpoint, what do you do now? Do you just wait? And what do we need to know that we don't know about the Arlington Heights stake in this project?
Well, I think that, you know, I've been making the rounds as well. I've done a lot of interviews the last few days. I'm sure I'll do some more today. But, you know, we just want to get the message out that we continue to believe that Arlington Heights is the best solution for the Bears Stadium issues for the next 50 years. You know, I attended my first Bears game at Wrigley Field back in the late 60s. Wow. They were at Wrigley Field for 50 years. They were at Soldier Field for 50 years. We anticipate that ultimately they're going to be at Arlington Park for 50 years or more. So we stand ready. I think, you know, the short-term tax issues are going to be easily resolved if the Bears refocus back in this effort. So we just want to get that message out that we're ready and willing to talk if they get no on the lakefront.
You know, it's our understanding that that tax issue, that there was some give back on it, but they're looking for, you know, cost certainty over whatever the 50-year period is. Could there be a locked-in tax thing if they come back to you?
Well, we're initially just trying to resolve the short-term tax issue, okay, and then we're going to deal with the long-term tax issues once that short-term tax issue is resolved. So yet to be determined. You know, we got to go to step one first before we go to step two. So yet to be determined.
Did the short-term tax issue catch you off guard? Did it catch anyone else off guard? Was there more resistance than maybe you anticipated?
Yeah, I would say that's true. You know, the Village of Arlington Heights is not directly involved in that. It's mainly between the three school districts that are within the 326 acres and the Bears. And I certainly respect and understand their desire to be advocates for their specific positions. And they certainly have done that. But I think there will be a compromise eventually. And so they're very, very close. It's not $100 million apart. It's a very, very small number that I think they will be able to reach agreement on.
So, you know, just to kind of summarize, Tom, when we look at where the Bears are right now, they're trying to get this done. The legislature has been, you know, kind of there's been pushback. Is that kind of what you expect to happen here? Do you expect them to eventually, after this runs into trouble, turn back to you? Because, you know, Kevin Warren claims that they're doing this and their focus is on this. But obviously they still own the property. Do they have to get turned down on the lakefront before you feel like they're coming back? And how long does that take?
Well, I hope it won't take too long. And I know they want to move really quickly, as Kevin said yesterday. And so, you know, it's clearly it never was a done deal in Arlington Heights. I don't think it's anything close to a done deal on the lakefront. Kevin Warren has said, even he just said, as I listened to him this morning with you guys, their focus is on the lakefront for now. And so we have to wait to see what happens there. You know, but I think, you know, what will be, you know, if it's meant to be in Arlington Heights, it'll happen. And we're just waiting in the wings to see what happens on the lakefront.
Mayor Hayes, really appreciate your time. So before we let you go, one really tough question, though. If you were presiding over the Bears draft tonight, who would you take at number 9?
Well, I hope Odunze is available. I'm not sure about that. I kind of agree with Dustin that he might be gone before they get to number 9. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate your time.
Great stuff.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
That's Tom Hayes. He, of course, the mayor of Arlington Heights. Good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.